They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel We welcome you once again in our brand new episode of the program called The Pious Women of Islam. Today, we will be talking about another special individual, another such personality who holds an esteemed rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another such personality who is the coolness of the eyes of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, another such personality who loves Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam immensely, and in return, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also loves her immensely. Who is this personality? She is none other than Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Kusum bint Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, today we will be discussing about the third daughter of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Kusum radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Before carrying any further, as always, as usual, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood-e-Pak. There are many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in Jami' Tirmidhi, page 27, volume 2, hadith number 484. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that indeed, he who recites Durood upon me the most will be the closest to me on the day of judgment. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, here we've been told a prescription, a tip for being closest to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment. So we shall all try to recite as much Durood-e-Pak, as much we shall try to send peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as possible. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Due to having that association, that affiliation with Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم, the rank of Sayyida Umm Kulsoom رضي الله تعالى عنها is also very high and very esteemed. Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم being the father of Sayyida Umm Kulsoom رضي الله تعالى عنها, and Umm al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, being the mother of Sayyida Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they both, meaning Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they brought up Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born in Makkah Mukarrama, Zadahallahu sharafan wa takreema. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha was 5 years younger than her elder sister Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and 8 years younger than her eldest sister Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was elder than Khatun Jannat Sayyidatun Nisa Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha brought up Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha in an excellent manner and made her into an embodiment of various attributes. And what can be said about that individual who is brought up by someone like Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha? As regarding Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that she is the best mother for children and best in charge of the house. So these are the words of praise that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned in relation to Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala and her upbringing and the looking after of affairs of a household. So someone who's being considered to be the best mother for children, when she brings up someone like Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we can imagine what a great personality Sayyida Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha would have turned into. Now, as mentioned, that due to the upbringing of her mother, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha became extremely eloquent and an embodiment of the purest of the character. When Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared his prophethood, Sayyida Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha was 2 years old. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha embraced Islam along with her sisters and with her mother. Now Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she helped her mother and her father, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha a lot in difficult times as well. But she radiyallahu ta'ala anha, i.e. Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she stayed home shouldering the burden of her mother Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and relieving the griefs and distresses of her father Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam due to the oppressions and tyrannies that the non-believers, that the disbelievers would inflict upon Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam after the declaration of his prophethood. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as Sayyida Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha got married to Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, both of them would remember Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha immensely. One would remember her as his wife and the other would remember her as her sister. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was married to two daughters of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, one after the other. That's why, this is the reason why he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was given the title of Zunnuran, meaning the one possessing two noors from the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why my master, Aqa Ni'mat, Imam Ahl Sunnah, the revivalist of Sunnah, eradicate of Bid'ah, scholar of Sharia, the guide of Tariqah, Al-Hajj, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Al-Mufti, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, states in Hada'iqi Bakhsh Sharif, ke noor ki sarkar se paya doshala noor ka, ho mubarak tujhko zunnu rain joda noor ka. And since Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, until the day of judgment, Hazrat Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the only such individual, is the only such personality who has been blessed with the privilege, honor of marrying two daughters of a prophet, one after the other. There has been no other personality and there will be no other personality until the day of judgment who has had this honor, this privilege. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu possessed an extremely elevated and dignified character. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam held him very close to him. Once Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked her beloved father, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that what rank does her husband Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu hold in the sight of Allah Almighty and his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Upon this, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied that, O my beloved daughter, your husband Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is among those people who love Allah Almighty and his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and Allah Almighty and his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also love him. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu kept Sayyida Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha very happy. The dress of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to be very elegant because Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a rich person. Over here, I would like to specially address those Islamic brothers who are married, that learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and try to keep your household, try to keep the mother of your children happy. Try to spend on them. Try to keep them happy. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will reap the blessings of both worlds. Your house will become a garden of peace. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, peace will prevail in your house. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, everything will become sorted, will be sorted. And also, you will attain and reap the blessings of the hereafter as well. So learning from the seerah of Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we should become generous towards our household, towards the mother of our children. We should try to spend money on them rightfully. We should try to fulfill their rights and keep them happy to the best of our capacity, to the best of our ability. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsoom radiallahu ta'ala anha would say to her husband that I have heard from my beloved father that you are from those individuals of paradise who will attain proximity. You are also included among those individuals who deserve the most proximity, the most closeness of Allah Almighty. Angels feel shy of you due to your dignity, politeness and fear of Allah Almighty. Furthermore, due to spending money wholeheartedly, Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Muslims also love you. Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely happy of Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu due to his good conduct, devotion and best of the manners with his daughters. And after the demise of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam married Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha to him, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Even if I had 40 daughters, I would marry them one after the other to Usman. Allahu Akbar. This was the status of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha lived for 6 years after the marriage and sadly passed away in Sha'ban 9 Hijri. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Safiya binte Abdul Muttalib, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Atiyah, and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma binte Umais radiallahu ta'ala anhun gave her ghusl, the ritual bath, upon the instructions of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And how lucky Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha was, along with all other attributes and excellences that she possessed, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave his own blessed shawl for her to be shrouded in. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam led her funeral salah, and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely grieved and saddened upon the demise of his beloved daughter. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sat by her grave, the blessed eyes of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam welled up, and he alayhi salatu wasalam started crying. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was buried in Jannatul Baqi just by her sister Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that we participated in the burial of the daughter of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and I saw that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sat by the grave and tears were flowing from his blessed eyes. This shall be enough to justify the excellence and attributes of Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, today briefly we've covered the seerah of Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha and the events that took place in her life, the events of her marriage, the events of her demise, and also how she spent her life with Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the footsteps of Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, and may Allah Almighty enable our Islamic sisters to adopt the seerah of Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, and give our Islamic brothers the ability to adopt the seerah of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.